You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Penny Key. She's talking to me from San Francisco. Penny, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for inviting me. Just to say, I'm normally based in London, but I'm on holiday.
So what's happening in San Francisco? Yeah, tell me, what are you doing in San Francisco?
Nothing art-related, I'm afraid. I'm just enjoying the city, which is not bad at all. So I'll be back in
London.
So
tell me what you're doing in London. What's happening at the moment in your studio in London? What are you involved with? And maybe it's more than one thing. You can go through them all. But what are you doing in London?
At the moment, I'm focusing on two different things. One is finishing a performance that I started writing last year at Canserrat residency in Spain. And it took me a bit longer than I thought because it's quite a tough subject for me. And I, through this performance, basically I will describe very briefly what it looks like at the moment. And it's a picture of my family taken on a Christmas dinner where they all face and look at the camera straight to the viewer. And this picture is projected on me on a life-size scale. And then I deliver a kind of stream of consciousness type monologue, shifting, you know, talking to the viewers or to my family. And I try to speak about power relations within a family, talking about my own family, and focusing on the subject of otherness and mainly on like gender nonconformity or stylistic class, which is very apparent between me and my family, and discrepancy in values, and failing to meet expectations within a family, good intentions, and the concept of sacrifice, especially maternal sacrifice. And through the particularity of the Greek family, I'm trying talk about kind of universal topics that are linked to the middle class and Puritanism and patriarchy, because I kind of confess to the viewers and talk about things that you normally don't talk with your family, having, you know, my family behind me, you know.
Right, and so this is it's very intimate. And it's really a bit confessional too. You're talking about very intimate details of your family life, some of which you would never even mention to your family in this performance. It's a monologue. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it has a confessional aspect, but it's more about, you know, things that you probably have in common with your family. Like, everyone has secrets and they don't necessarily, you know, especially when it comes to sexuality, because I am a sex worker, and this is something that my family doesn't know and would find really hard to process. But at the same time, all of the men in the family, I have never asked them, but I know for sure, they are somehow, you know, either watch porn or have been with a sex worker or have their own, you know, desires and fetishes that they don't necessarily share with the rest of the family. And
right.
Also in the Greek family, I'm not sure if it's a particularity of the Greek family, but, you know, women are, you know, not expected to have this kind of like kinky desires in a way, like, oh, it's kind of okay for a man to, you know, be naughty or, you know, have another, you know, girl on the side. I'm talking about my own environment, okay? But
sure.
Women are kind of not allowed to have this desire, and women have to kind of sacrifice their life for their kids. Like, if I ask my mom, oh, why don't you, you know, do this? And I'm like, oh, no, that's not for my age, you know, I have my kids. And it's like, Mom, that's not a valid, you know, argument.
You know, right.
It's quite a sexist approach, I would say.
So let's talk a little bit more about that performance. And I know you're doing something else as well. That sounds very powerful. And I know some of your work in the past has tapped into this, the world of being a sex worker. But there's a lot of variations to that. So this is a performance. And artists have, you know, and sex workers have done this before. I mean, Annie Sprinkle in the United States was, of course, in a sex worker and also did a lot of art and performance about it. I interviewed her not long ago, but in your case, can you tell me a little bit more about that? Like what part of the sex industry and how, and that's separate from your art, right? That's your job. That's what you're doing. But then you're also using that in your art, in your performances, right?
Yes. I mean, I don't make work explicitly for, you know, I mean, I make work that draws upon my everyday life to a great extent. I've always did so. And then when I started doing sex work as a day job, because, you know, as an artist, unless you're very, very lucky, we do need to have a day job. And I think many creative people do sex work as a day job because it's accommodating. Like, you can work a bit less. There's still a lot of work to do, an invisible labor. But it's kind of economical. You can work a bit and then make work and have more time. It's one of the jobs that, you know, you don't have to work the whole day to make, you know, enough money. You can work a few hours a week. And I think, apart from the fact that I find it very interesting and close to my interest, that's the reason why I do it. If I didn't have the need, you know, to have a day job, I don't think, I would prefer to be an artist only, to be honest. But I think that I'm trying to use it in a kind of, I prefer to use it in a more, I mean, if you see my work, you probably realize that there's something going on behind it. Like, I'm not hiding it, but I'm not going to make work, you know, very literal or, you know, using it as per se. Like, I think that's something that has been, you know, discussed and done in previous decades. And what I feel like doing now is just use the experience or sometimes the language or, you know, what I take from it. Like, because it's quite, I mean, sorry, I forgot to say that I've tried different forms of sex work in the past. I've did webcam, I've done a little bit of full service, I've done fetish wrestling, and now I do mainly domination. I'm a dominatrix, which has, you know, there's a lot of material there than just the sex, you know? It's way more, you know,
It's much more theatrical, really, right? There's much more performance happening there, I would imagine.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think there is performance happening everywhere. Like, if you do girlfriend experience, or especially, I think, if you do girlfriend experience, there's a lot of theater. If you do porn, you know, it's definitely directed. Maybe it's, you know, more, depends on what kind of porn you do, but I think there's some sort of performance in any, you know, it's a role rather than performance. It's a role that you perform. But I think that I find more interesting the kind of power relations within the profession and, you know, with my identity as an artist doing this job than just talk about the sex or the kink itself. I think my identity as an artist involved in this, it kind of adds another layer. So I prefer to talk about, you know, the desires of my clients. Or for example, I work as a dominatrix, but, and, you know, men are supposed to be there to serve me, and I'm superior, and my desires are more important than theirs, and blah blah blah, which is not true at all. It's basically I'm serving them because they employ me, they choose me, they look at the website, they decide who they want to employ me, they control what they want me to do to them, and they pay me. So in the end, I'm not the dominant one. They decide what they want, you know?
Right.
You know, they're not just concerned with their own fantasies and the needs and the wishes and completely ignore in reality what I like. So it's, you know, I find these power dynamics very interesting.
That is very interesting. So let's talk about your art now and how that does come into your art. There's the performance, of course, which you're working on and that's coming up. And what other forms of your art does this same kind of thinking work its way into?
I mean, apart from the performance, I'm starting, I'm taking pictures again. And I'm saying again because I did have a short break. I started as mainly visual artist and somehow I started doing more and more performances. And I want to go back to take pictures because, I think that the shift to the performance was because I didn't have the space and the time to do, you know, to work on another medium. So I had to limit myself there. But now I'm planning to take pictures of my grappling mates. And I think two of the main focuses of my work, one is sex work and kind of power relationships, and the other one is martial arts, and kind of like trying to put these two in a dialogue. So I'm planning.
Well, some of those images are on your Instagram, correct, or is that different?
Yes.
So go on. Yeah, tell me more about that.
I mean, I'm not sure if I'm going to use the images from my Instagram, but I found Instagram a very interesting tool. I only started using it a year ago. And it's kind of like a live mood board. You know, instead of having a scrapbook, you have a digital scrapbook that, you know, you present your research online. Like, that's how I use it, at least. But I find martial arts very fascinating, but I want to focus on grappling now because.
Tell me more about grappling. What is that grappling?
Grappling is like wrestling. It's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's a martial art. It can be done with wearing a gi or without. You know, like it's a derivative of wrestling, I might say. So it has to do a lot with wrestling and bodies, that there's no striking involved. And it's very, very intimate. And I think it's packed with contradictions in many layers, and many layers of contradictions and other emotional states, and how intimate at the same time aggressive, and how like the hug is also a choke, and how it's very, you know, alpha male, like it's all about domination, hierarchy, but also at the same time it's very, very homoerotic and like humility and respect and self-discipline are very, you know, appreciated. So, and also,
So this grappling, right, is this kind of has all these other overtones and elements, homoeroticism and alpha male, and there's a lot of, I mean, this is the field that you're interested in at the moment, or this one form of fighting, of martial art, because of those reasons, I guess. That's what you were on,
yeah.
Right?
But, you know, I think making work about your immediate surroundings it works for me. I think it's a very ethical way of making work. So, you know, I feel like I'm making work for, you know, an extension of myself. Like, I could make work about just wrestling, but I practice grappling and I practice kickboxing. So I'm going to make work using my immediate, you know, environment. I want to be a participant than just say, oh, that's interesting, I'm going to make work about this. I feel like if I'm part of it, I mean, it works better for me. I don't want to generalize.
Yeah, that makes sense. You mean to be making work similar to the performance you were talking about earlier, and similar also to the sex work, making work that you're also somehow intimately part of, that you're involved in, that you're a participant in somehow.
Yeah.
And so this other body of work, that would be photographs that you're working on then, of the grappling, is that what you imagine?
I mean, I like to make life-size prints using photocopies like A3 pages, and put them together and make something like sort of collage, because it doesn't have different elements, the same picture. But I like to use tape a lot and cover the whole, like laminate the whole surface with tape. So I think it will depend on where I'm going to exhibit them. I think it will have different...
We'll have different elements depending on where it is, yeah. And so before I ask you the last question, how is... So you're in different communities. You're in, I imagine the sex worker community in London, but there's also an artist community there. How do you find London and that community for all of these things coming together, being a sex worker and an artist and performer and martial artist as well? How does the community there support that, or how do you feel as an artist in that community between all those areas? Is it a place that's very supportive? Is London supportive of that, I guess, or the community you're in?
I do a bit of sex work activism. I'm in a radio show that talks about sex workers' issues. So I feel like I recently developed a community, and, because I think doing sex work can be very solitary profession. You can feel really alone and not part of a community. And I felt the same being an artist. I mean, in my transition to become an artist, I would say, like, before I started in Goldsmiths, I was just a person who took some pictures. And, like, being in a community kind of activates different aspects of you. Like, and my gym is... My martial arts place is like a second home to me. Like, I go there and I feel part of the community, and I think it's the same. At the moment, I've reached, after almost 10 years living in London, which were, I felt very alone. I managed to reach a point where, all these three different aspects of my life, which I have kind of trying to incorporate and investigate in my artwork, I managed to feel like I'm part of a big, large family. In the beginning, I was a bit, not worried, but I wasn't very confident in presenting myself in an art environment. But I think I'm working on it now, and, I think friendships are very important to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, too.
Sharing a studio was a big move for me. I used to work by myself, and the last 2 months I'm starting to do with three more friends, and it changed my life. It's really good to be in community of artists.
Right. Yeah. I think that's what I'm asking, the community of that. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And let me ask you one more question. There'll be links, of course, in this interview. So if people are in London and hearing this or other places, they could perhaps attend your performance or join your mailing list. They'll see your website there, of course. But I want to ask you the last question. What are you reading now? Is there anything in particular you're reading that you want to share with us?
Well, I just finished reading a Greek book. which is quite relevant to my research. It's from Dimitris Papanikolaou. It's a lecture in Oxford, I believe. And it's titled, There's Something About the Family, Nation, Desire, and Kinship. And it talks about the representation of the Greek family in literature, theater, and cinema in relation to the Greek crisis. And I think it's not relevant to many people. And sure. I started listening to Siri Husbert, what I loved, but it's I'm just in the beginning. And yeah.
Well, Penny, I want to thank you so much. Enjoy your time in San Francisco, and you'll be back
much.
In London soon. And I want to thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.